When Michael Norton says he wants to change the world, he isn't kidding. The British author and activist has been organizing nonprofits since 1975. He's taught people to read, inspired kids to take action in their communities. He brought solar-powered lanterns to a village in India, and the list goes on and on. Well, now you can follow in Michael Norton's footsteps and maybe keep a few New Year's resolutions or two at the same time. His new book is called 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. And Mr. Norton joins me from New York City to discuss his book and perhaps even inspire us. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Hello, Bruce.
Was it hard to come up with 365 good deeds for days?
It wasn't hard to come up with 365 issues. Issues abound everywhere, from peace in the world to brightening up your local community. Finding practical things that people could do to make a difference was a challenge. One of the things that I noticed, actually, was when I was surfing the web and visiting websites, there was always a button that said something like, get involved or take action. And you pressed on it, and inevitably all they asked you to do was to send money to them. And one of the sort of missions I feel that I've got is to try to encourage people to involve people in the issues by giving them things to do, which will get them much more interested and involved and maybe lead them on the road to activism.
Well, do you practice what you preach? what good deed have you done today?
I've smiled at someone, so that's a start. I've walked here rather than take a taxi or driven. I probably do about 100 or 120 things in the book. It's not possible to do them all. I don't expect people to do. You'd have to be a saint, and we're all a bit of a sinner. In fact, for one of the next editions of the book, I'm going to have a page on how to be a hypocrite. Because, you know, we're all hypocrites. I flew to New York to launch the book, and that creates a sort of carbon footprint, which I should be ashamed of. So we do things that are for the worst of the world. And my thesis really is that we should be doing more things for the good of the world.
Mr. Norton, do you have a favorite tidbit in the book?
It's full of really interesting, quirky things. And I've just opened the page at random. Hug a tree. Trees create the oxygen that we need to survive. If you plant one tree, it will generate enough oxygen for a family of four. There's a movement in India called the Chipko movement, where women actually went out to hug trees to prevent the timber fellers from felling the trees and removing the forests for profit. And that's an inspiration to everyone, that if you feel strongly about something, put your body in the way of it, save it, and you will save it.
I'm looking at November 15th, and it's in-your-face politics. And you're suggesting that people throw pies at other people.
I'm drawing attention to a particular campaigning technique which has been developed in the USA, which is the Biotic Baking Brigade. And they want to pull pompous people down a peg by putting a pie in their face. This is done with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, I should say, but I think the ethos behind this and behind things that, like Bear Witness, which is spelling out campaign slogans with naked bodies, is not that you actually go out and do it, but you see that changing the world can be a bit of fun as well as really serious. One of the things I don't want to do is to tell people they have to do things because they have to or because they ought to or because it's just worthy. You want to do things because you want to do them and because they're fun to do it and because you meet sort of soulmates through doing it and enjoy doing things together.
Mr. Norton, what about the average Joe? Does your book speak to him? Someone who just might prefer to give money to Greenpeace or World Wildlife Fund instead of, changing their daily routine and taking action by themselves.
Well, if you start small, doing some perhaps trivial things, you may go on from there and get really inspired by what you're able to achieve. I was giving a talk the other day, and I suggested that people click on the rainforest site. One click saves one square meter of rainforest. It works because rainforest is cheap and because the site sponsor gives the money per click. So you click on the icon, and money actually arrives and buys one square meter of rainforest. Do that 365 days a year, you save 365 square meters, get 9 friends to do it, and you save about half the size of a football field a year. So starting small, getting involved, feeling you're doing something very specific, is something which actually gives you a lot more back than just giving money to Greenpeace or Friends of the Earth or whatever. There's a wonderful website called kiva.org, K-I-V-A, where you can invest in an entrepreneur in a developing country. Maybe a woman, maybe a widow with a family, maybe an AIDS widow with a family, who's got no means of survival, wants to set up a small business selling sweets or dairy products, maybe needs $500. They're put on the website, and you can put up all or some or a small part of that $500. I think that's wonderful, because I think you're actually helping one person change their life, and you're feeling that you are doing that, and it's done with dignity, not charity.
If I picked up your book, skimmed it, and then went back my daily life, what's the one day's worth of activist advice that you'd hope I would take away with me?
Yeah, that's an easy one. I'm trying to find the date. It's February the 1st. Give up apathy. The biggest problem in the world is not AIDS, it's not global warming, it's not world poverty, it's not war, it's apathy. It's the fact that we feel that we can't do anything about any of these problems. We actually can. And I would say that it's only by doing things that the problems get solved. It's not governments, it's not big organizations, it's individuals caring enough to go and do something that will create change.
Michael Norton's new book is called 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. Mr. Norton, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Bruce. It's been a pleasure, too.